so vast and so vile that it can't hand a smile, that it casts like a creek through that rag on a rope up a mast that they've got up their ass, that they hope is a flag, but it's not, so they grasp for some god, but he's dead or asleep, so instead they just grope at their guns. And they hop and they skip and they jump and they run and they leap to the edges of madness and stop. At the ridges they wait, they throw bait to the wind, and they wind themselves up and get hungry for something to happen. The eagle you see needs a weapon, a web round its nest, to prevent all the sun and the flies getting through the night, alter the hue of their white, flightless song. Left a finger without some machine like a trigger. The dragon, however, and bear disapprove, and they whisper and move to get nasty. Both of them thirsty for power, they're cranking up louder that song on the box with some guy going on about not having nothing and not having nothing to lose. But Leroy's new bathroom in Washington don't have no windows. It's soundproof and Leroy is napping. The bear now is snapping his teeth and wrapping his thumbs on a sickle of pride. There's a trickle of blood running still from the wound in his side, in the shape of a star, and he bellows and barks out for something like order or honor or truth. But the bird's got its head in some bush and it cushions its ears, so it just doesn't hear shit. Near it the dragon lies, coiled and curious, boiled with a furious cunning, running her ruby red tongue in vexed little circles among her porcelain teeth. Inside her a billion babies there were to be born. Well, George sat mourning the Rangers while round in the White House turns red. Oh. But the danger can wait till he's done with his pancakes and eggs. His good brother Jed cooked it up real good and real glossy. Well, my brother Ned, he is only 16, but he's wiser than all of your posse and cleaner than all of your knights in their nappies with sightseeing maps that they bought because soon, well, they really ought to find chivalry. Didn't you say that the moon was the only such compass? Yeah, but I guess I was lying. They grow it in Texas these days. Hurry up, boys, they're invading through Mexico. Get to the borders, quick! Get to the Texaco stations and wait for the truckload to mosey on through. Then shoot the shit out of them! They're giving out pills to the goons with the gold. to prevent them from getting too old, to a grumpy. Oh, the world should take Ned for example. I do, but I've ample room for unrest and such a resource. Ha! The lion of British nobility, more like a kitten, you see. She just tries to be cutesy with everyone, and everyone gets rather pissed with opinionless pissheads. So the bird and the bear and the lizard, they twist like a blizzard. Turn upon me in my lion suit. Mute my wizard's hat. Trying to change or explain this or that. Feeding my hospice of folk with another new joke. Every second I'm is it all just another false warning? Another fat, fanciful wish of mine, seeking admission to history's awning and binding me there. Where if you go looking my name, you'll be finding in book number 10 of the Honorable Dead. Said that the very front line seems somewhat unworthy of a life like mine. Oh, funny then that it should be me who is crying aloud for permission to be. My dreams that are shaking, trying as hard as I can to take life from the rest of this can full of worms that I love. And I burn in my sleep and I mumble a prayer and I wait. One day to then be admitted into his arms. And my mother's fair name is the one that will flow from my lips as I fade. An eclipse beyond nothing.